need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, married people and singles, husbands and wives, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, whether we're married or not, whether we have children or not, whether we love each other or not, whether we orgasm or not, whether we're male or female, religious or not, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an a women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to my hour. 18th wedding anniversary. The anniversary. Dr. Susie and Prince Max.
How you doing, Doc?
I'm doing great.
You look hot.
I do. I've got on my slip. Is this what you call it? A slip or a crinoline that I wore under my bridal gown?
I remember that. It got stuck in my hair when I had hair.
It's a little tight, but it's good. And it's, the bridal gown itself, you can't even sit down in. Forget it. But I'm wearing something old. Something new, actually. One of these strands of pearls is new. And I've got something blue, which is my fingernails. Okay.
But you look sexy.
From last week's Seder.
Nice.
Right. Okay, I've got something blue, but I need to borrow something from someone. So, somebody's going to have to come up with something for me to borrow. I have a caller already, and he has kind of a marital type question. But before we get to the caller, we are going to congratulate ourselves! Yes, we are married. 18 years, you know, and that's right. The man you hear me orgasming over is not my favorite porn star, not a fantasy. He's my lawfully wedded husband. We're revolutionaries, but we're very kind of traditional that way. We're married. We're actually married. Yeah. And I'll tell you, premarital sex is hot.
Oh, ow.
Nothing wrong with that, baby. But marital sex is better for me. Not for everybody, but for me, it's better. And we're going to talk about that when we settle into ourselves. We have guests coming in through the prison bars of the speakeasy. Yes, the speakeasy is kind of a prison, or maybe the rest of the world is the prison.
and you escape from the prison when you come into the speakeasy.
You know who just came in, right?
I do, John actually. Clark. A famous, semi-famous, right. Notorious person.
Notorious.
John Clark.
Clark. Mm. There he is.
There
Where is he?
Notorious horror movie actor. Horror movies. Give me some sex, baby. All this blood. Yuck. But you don't seem to be bleeding right now, so you're welcome to our anniversary party.
I'm a little too old for sex now, yeah.
Uh-huh, I see.
But I still get all the women, you know.
Yes, I see that. I see that.
I don't use cocaine. I just throw it at their pussy.
Right.
It makes their clitoris stand up like a big fat finger.
Wow, that's excellent.
I just did an audition. That's what my line.
Oh, wow, that was your line. And that reminds, that's a great, very good, very good. What do you play?
I don't know if I got it yet.
Oh, okay.
That's, I had to
okay,
read
let's,
those lines.
Let's not jinx it, but that was a good reading.
In front of two beautiful
And he didn't even
events.
Read. Mm. John Clark, get yourself situated.
And another John.
Another John? Is there a hooker to go with the John?
No, just someone that gave us
oh,
additional
that
life.
Oh, John. All right. Dr. John.
Dr.
Yeah.
John.
Mm, saved
we love
my
you,
life.
Dr. John.
Saved my life, my doctor, my John. No, well,
no,
not my
just
John.
Your doctor.
Just my doctor. At USC Medical Center, saved yeah. my life when I almost died of septic shock, 2006. Yep.
Yeah.
Right after
he looks
our
great.
Anniversary. I can't see him. Okay.
No, he's out there.
He's out there. Okay.
He's like an angel.
I'm glad I haven't seen him for a while.
I know.
So
he
cool.
looks great.
Right. Haven't yeah. seen him since your brush with death.
Death.
With near death. Our near death experiences.
And his near brush
you
with
know
death.
You know you're married when you share a near death experience with your partner. And you can still have lots of orgasms. Mm. You're not freaked out by it. The near-death experience can take you down. But not if you're strong. Not if you're really married. So we have some interesting people here tonight. Yeah, all different generations.
All different generations,
all different,
yes.
You know, some that we know and some we don't know.
Young people like me and older folks.
You know, it's good to have a few people you know. And it's good to yeah. have some novelty, you know, in mm-hmm. your life.
And young people like me.
Right.
And
so.
All the folks.
We have some exciting young ladies
yeah,
here
we have some
to grace our radio panel.
Hot.
I thought I'd give you that as an anniversary present, darling. A little
thank
harem
you, darling.
Of radio guests.
Radio guests.
In
so.
Feminine pulchritude.
Thank you so much.
So, and all different types, you know, but all nice. Mm.
Yeah, okay? They are.
So we have, first of all, Asia, the entire continent
of Asia.
And we know Asia. Asia is not new to us because yeah. we met Asia up at
You're talking about Upper Asia.
Upper Asia, right. Upper Asia.
Ah, boy.
Or
shucks.
Maybe somewhere in the Pacific.
Here comes some more guests that are getting out of jail here.
Ah, all right.
Who are these people here?
Oh.
Look and see.
Oh, I recognize these people from the bondage
Oh,
launch.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Beautiful. I forget your name, though. But yeah, I call you Marilyn. You look like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, look at her.
She looks like
wow.
Marilyn Monroe, except for the haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and the thing through the nose also. I don't think she had one of those. But otherwise, MM.
Okay.
So Asia is here. We met Asia at the Exotic Erotic Ball.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and we just hung with you. We just ran around the whole ball with you.
Yes.
And got our full access passes and danced on stage. And
the stage was crazy.
No,
yeah,
you guys danced. You guys were on at the Cow Palace.
Yes.
On stage.
In front of 10,000 people.
Just
it was really
doing
groovy.
Stuff.
With
huh?
some kind of band, a cool band,
Very
really cool,
cool band yeah.
called the Impotent Sea Snakes. I know. Yeah, that's. And they're not impotent at all, actually. They're
no.
an incredibly potent band in very many ways. But they got this name, I'm not sure how. And they're these like muscular guys that wear garter belts and stockings while they're playing
yeah,
guitar.
Yeah, and lots
and
of
stuff.
Makeup, too.
And lots of makeup. Yeah, they're kind of freaky. So we had a lot of fun with you.
Yeah.
So now here you are.
Here I am, living with you guys.
Living with us. You just came here. Yeah, she's moved into the speakeasy.
Right, already. That's right, already.
She's here. Your parents dropped you off today.
Yes,
they approved.
Did. Yes.
Right.
First.
Right, yeah. Parents had to approve of the monkey rocker and the bondage cross and
of
everything.
Of course they do.
Yeah. And we have a little nun here. Rubber nun crow. Yes. Rubber necro, you know, is very sensitive to an occasion. And you decided that for a wedding anniversary, you should be a nun.
Exactly.
Give me your your thinking here.
Well, I thought, you know, it was a religious thing,
yes.
So might as well come and dress like a nun.
It's true. It is a religious thing. I mean, a marriage, a wedding is kind of a ritual. An announcement to the community, whether you're religious or not.
Exactly.
You're kind of doing this thing for not just yourself, because for yourself you have sex and love and caring and all those things.
All the time.
Right. But it's funny, marriage does wind up being for yourself too, but it really starts as this thing you do for mom,
mm-hmm.
and you're, you know, the church or the temple or whatever, this thing you do to announce to the community that I want to have sex legally, okay? And you actually have sex on the pulpit, is what they call it in the synagogue, or the kind of the stage in the church, because you kiss. And, you know, my mom had to tell us to stop. Because we were kissing so long, remember?
And feeling each other up and stuff. And
yeah, and you get to do it right in front of the priest or rabbi or whatever. So it's really cool. And we have callers on the line. So I want to introduce our next guest, and then we're all going to take some callers, okay?
Awesome.
And
great.
Our next guest is Jade.
Hi.
Hi, Jade.
Hi.
Okay, so I don't remember your last name.
It's okay. It's Pierce.
Oh, okay. Pierce. Mm-hmm. Well, Rubber Necro's into that. So we and Jade is new.
She's the newest
we
member.
We just met Jade last night.
Yeah.
Really. So
we had an excellent conversation.
We did. We had such an excellent conversation that you're back here right
I'm
now.
Back.
And that's really exciting. So welcome back.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about sex and love and marriage and probably freaky things that the callers bring up. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Whoops. You know, this hat that I'm wearing here is my captain's hat that my captain gave me, the captain of my heart.
We used to go around with these hats. It was really silly. This was like 18 years ago. And we used to do this radio show, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And we started to film the radio show long before that guy Howard, what's his name?
Howard Stern.
Are you
going to
tell a long story
oh,
now?
Oh, Howard Sperm, right. Howard Stern.
Okay. Yeah. Howard Sperm.
Yeah. And then several years later, he also started a television show, which was a radio show with pictures. But we were the first ones to actually do a radio show with pictures. And when I say a radio show with pictures, is we videotaped this, and we videotaped it the first time during Desert Storm. And, you know,
right.
we're totally anti-anything war. So the first taping of the show was done, you know, most radio studios are very, very small. And so we put soldiers and we dressed Susan up in fatigues and a tent
and ripped up
her clothes. That was fun. And
yeah.
we and we filmed it, and that was the
and
first.
We called it Desert Susan.
Yeah, we called it Desert Susan. And so that was the first show that we filmed.
I'm such an egomaniac.
And
gotta
then,
get your name in the title, girls. Let me just tell you that. All right.
And then we took it around to people, and they said, no. You can't do this on television. So, and we thought, like, this is fucking brilliant, man. nobody is doing this, and nobody even knows this is a fucking radio show with pictures.
And this was all before we got married.
Right. So we took it, we said, well, okay, let's go to public access, we'll put it on. And so we put the first show on public access, and about 15 minutes into the show, the screen went blank. And they said, this is a sex show, pornography, perhaps we should shut it down.
They said I was naked when I wasn't actually
naked.
Yeah,
they said, she is naked. She wasn't naked, but she was wearing lingerie long before Madonna was wearing lingerie in public.
It was around the same on television. Same time. We were both wearing lingerie.
No, it was actually a little earlier. I'm taking credit for everything. Now.
I know you are. You're making me even older than I actually am.
I invented the television. I invented the internet. Hell.
Let's see. We got married in 1992. So this was around 1990, 91.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So Madonna was already wearing lingerie, honey.
I don't think she was.
But she wasn't that famous.
No, no.
But she was wearing lingerie. She started in the 80s.
Well.
With, Like a Virgin, I think, was 89 or something. Anyway, we have some callers.
Okay,
right?
Are we going to talk to them?
213-749-1330 if you're anywhere in the world, and if you're in North America, we'll pay for your call. It's 1-866-289-7068.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay, and let's see.
What do you want me to get?
I'm not sure. We've got a couple of lines lit. I have this gentleman named Imtiaz, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, who I know is on my Facebook and has talked to me. Terry on line one who wants to get over his cuckold fantasy.
Cuckold.
Right. cuckold fantasy. He wants to get over it, like a hurdle.
He wants to get over it. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty sure we can help.
I think
we can try.
We can always help.
We may fail, but it's all right.
Just
don't ever say fail.
So MTS, hang out for a moment, because Terry called first. So we're going to put Terry on and see if he's there. Line one.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi there. Well, I hear him off my headset. I hear him in the speakerphone.
Why is it doing that?
Yeah, take the headset.
Right.
Take the handset off, honey. There you go.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, Terry.
Nice still. Hello.
Hi. How are you, Sandra?
Sandra, actually. Who are you calling Sandra?
I can't hear you that well.
Okay.
We're going to try and fix that. Okay.
Now, this is Terry. And is this a friend of yours, Rob?
I mean, they go by Sandra or Rubberneck or Sandy.
Sandy,
so it's
we do have a Sandy here, but that's... Did you mean Sandy Rubbernecro?
Oh, I'm calling to speak to Sandra Block on the radio show.
Oh, you naughty boy. My name is...
What a tease.
Sandra Block.
Dr. Susan. Fun with all of you.
No, but I'm not Sandra Block, please.
What's her name?
You're naughty.
Susan.
Her is me.
Susan. Oh, sorry. It's kind of late at night here, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you, darling? You're in Toronto. Okay.
I'm in Toronto. That's
okay.
Correct.
Well, we'll forgive you for being sleepy.
How many of you are on the phone right now? Are you all beautiful? Because y'all
sound
really
all beautiful.
Nice.
Yes, especially Max. Yes, we're all very, very, very beautiful. Absolutely. You should watch us on webcam. We've got a webcam going somewhere here. So, yeah. So what's up? You have a cuckold dilemma?
It's kind of it might be something a little bit different from what you've heard. Are you going to answer my question, or are you Susan?
Well, thank you for getting it right, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, sorry about that. For some reason, I had Sandra on my mind.
What happened to me was
See, I've never been married, so it's not an official cuckold as far as a wedding tie.
Right.
But what it was there was a great love in my life. I'm about 40 years old right now.
Uh-huh, a great
and,
love.
And in the best shape of my life, really.
Congratulations.
But back then, I was in my mid-20s and I met her. She was a few years younger than me.
Yes.
And what happened with her is that I discovered through my spiritual... quests and all that, that she did some witchcraft on me, and she wanted to to do basically a dominatrix type of cuckold on me so I can get sick and so forth.
Thick or sick?
Sick.
Thick. You mean
you
to
know what I mean?
Thicken
and
your...
Therefore,
I think he said sick.
Of her and
yeah.
It was, you know, like...
Sick? Yeah. With an
during
S?
During the period that I felt like depressed and I had anxiety and all that sort of stuff.
She wanted to make you sick. Wait, slow down. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. If you can talk a little bit louder, maybe.
Okay, Terry, can you hear me now?
I can hear you perfect.
I can't keep doing that. Okay. So, did you say she wanted to make you sick or thick?
Well, when somebody conducts a voodoo or a ritual or a witchcraft ritual on you, usually they do it for the sake of, hurting you and stuff, right?
Oh, okay. So she wanted to make you actually sick.
So that's what happened
sick.
With her.
I see.
That's pretty much what I believe.
Uh-huh.
From what I heard last, I heard that she passed away, actually, from a heart attack.
Yes.
Back last
okay,
year.
Okay, so the spell is gone.
So I heard that she's gone.
But you still
know,
keep
still
thinking about cuckold fantasies. Is that right, darling?
She's soft. Other times she's
you
not.
Can't hear
but
me.
Basically what happened with her was because I was so enamored.
Terry?
Of her stuff,
Terry?
I didn't really take it too seriously.
He can't
so,
hear me.
I would hear like
Terry.
The spirit and so forth. Like,
somebody else say something. Maybe like, they can hear out of someone else's microphone.
That she would,
Terry? Terry? Terry?
Like that and,
Terry?
You know, that it was a terrible experience and stuff.
Terry,
right?
Hello?
So I resorted to things like...
okay.
Are you a recording?
Having,
hello?
No.
Come in.
Not being overly promiscuous and stuff, but basically I got a little bit into phone sex.
Okay. Terry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Terry, what's your question? Do you have a question? Because you're going on and on.
Well,
and
what do you suggest is a good way to... well, I know that you want to make hundreds and thousands of dollars off of me.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
making a penny off of
you. Wait. You got a credit? You mean you got a credit card up there in Canada?
But what do you suggest as alternative therapy to something like that? Like,
to something
that
like voodoo?
I married to her because I did conduct...
He can't hear me. I
he
can't
hear you.
Can you stop talking for a second? Let me tell you one therapy that I have for you right off the bat, Terry. And I know that this is partly... a technical difficulty, but it's partly that you don't know how to listen. Do you, Terry?
I don't know how to listen?
No, you're not listening. You're now listening. Yeah, you stopped. So you need to listen. You need to slow down.
Okay, well, tell me your side of it.
My side of it?
Well, what is your suggestion?
Well, what is your question? I just want a question.
My question is, how do I get over this dilemma?
The desire to be cuckolded? Is that what you want to get over?
Having been officially married to a person.
Right.
You know,
well, you're never going to get over it, Terry.
And it wasn't, I didn't grant her permission to do it.
It doesn't matter. You don't grant permission to your fantasies. Your fantasies enter your head, whether through God or the goddess or nature or some voodoo mistress. The fantasies that you have are a gift or a punishment, however you want to look at them. But they're given to you. You don't ask for your fantasies. If people asked for their fantasies, then everybody would...
I'm very creative when it comes to my fantasy world. Like if I want to be.
Yeah, well,
you
can be to a certain extent.
I don't masturbate 20 times a day. Like I do that.
Yes.
Once in a while when I feel that it's a necessary release. You know, and if I have sex with somebody, it has to be with somebody who I...
Okay.
Who I'm very
Right. But that's under your control, Terry.
You know what I mean?
Those
I'm
are
not,
your... Terry.
I'm not an out-of-control jerk.
I don't think he can
that goes
hear
around
me.
And,
he can hear you, Susan.
You know,
Terry.
Things like... What's up with California, you know? Like, what's up with the industry and all that over there? Like, I...
Wait a minute. You're going to become a Christian on me?
Seriously.
Are you going to become a Christian on me?
Like that.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey.
Like, you know.
He can't hear.
He can hear perfectly, Susan.
Hey, Terry. Can you hear?
No, seriously. That's what it boils down to.
Well, maybe his brain can.
No, he's playing.
But I want to get off my chest.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's already gotten it off his chest.
Okay. You got it off your chest.
I want to get him off my show. Let's get him.
And I'm going to visit out.
Don't visit me, Terry, please. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
No, you know what?
Take him down.
You know what? You know what?
Oh, Max wants to yell at him now.
Hey, Terry, it's my fucking anniversary. It's my anniversary and you're a fucking asshole. Get off my show.
Listen to me, you...
Ooh. I mean, I thought he was just going to talk about cuckold fantasies, which are kind of an interesting marital quirk. But
no,
do you understand
that he's talking about voodoo, and then he started talking about us Californians, okay? And then he's going to become a fucking Christian on a cross.
Well, I mean, all of that's okay. It's just
no,
that
it's
he
not
can't
okay.
Stop talking.
Not on my show.
Well,
fuck you.
So anyway, oh honey, let's just settle down. It's our anniversary. I feel like we're a typical married couple, and there's some friction
right.
going on, and now we need
there's
to
no
just
friction.
Settle down.
He just
settle
got
down.
Frictiated.
Okay. Well, I think that our next caller. You see, when you try novelty, when you try something new. You never know what's going to happen. And that first caller was something new. Do we still have on line two Imtiaz? Because I kind of know him through the internet.
Hello.
Hello. Imtiaz.
Oh, hello. Is this Susie?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi, Susan. This is Imtiaz calling. How are you?
I'm doing great, Imtiaz.
I just wanted to wish you a very happy 18th anniversary.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm embarrassed to ask you any questions at the moment, but I have one question for you out of curiosity.
Well, then, you're not so embarrassed.
My question is that, you know, there are in my culture, I'm a Muslim,
uh-huh.
you know, in my culture, you know, all Muslims are circumcised, you know.
Yes.
Whereas a lot of the people, like in Europe and in India, etc., who are not Muslims, they're all uncircumcised.
Yes.
Does that make a difference in terms of, you know, hygiene or in terms of sexuality, or is it the same?
Well, I think everything makes a difference, and certainly having a piece of yourself removed at an early age makes a difference. It's kind of one of those taboo subjects, MTIs, and I'm glad you brought it up, because we love to talk about taboo subjects here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And I must say, it's a subject that's very, very close to my heart. And it's a disturbing subject, even to me, because, of course, I grew up in a Jewish household, which is very similar to Muslim in many ways, even though they're all at war. I say they, because I'm not at war with anybody. But but there are Jews and Muslims, and actually Israelis and Muslims, Israelis and, you know, everybody in the Muslim world who are at war. But really, there's a lot of similarities, and one of those similarities is circumcision. And yeah, there's a ritual to it. There's an idea of hygiene. There's that might have been true, I think, in olden times.
Well,
I'm not even sure about that.
No, because if you lived in the desert,
where you
got a lot of
sand
in
up your
thing.
Foreskin. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
So that's a problem.
But I do feel, even though I respect people that want to be to have their bodies modified, you know, whether you want a bone through your nose or breast implants or circumcision. I do think, though, and I know I'm going to be stepping on some toes and probably some penises as well when I say this, but I do think that it's something that adults should decide, not something that should be done to children. And, you know, I mean, some of my best friends are circumcised, and lovers as well, but my husband is not circumcised, and I'm very grateful for that. And
that's because we had bathtubs in the old days, and we weren't in the desert, and you know. So, but I'm very respectful of all of that. You know, my penis and uncircumcised penis and we're all friends. We just got to stop shooting each other.
And I do believe that shooting comes from shooting, and the good kind of shooting is the kind of shooting that comes out of your penis when you come. But the other kind of shooting, where you kill people, violence comes from violence. And when you're a week old or 7 years, you know, in Judaism, you have to be you should be a week old, and I think in Islam, it's older, seven or something.
Well, I was circumcised when I was 4 years old.
Four,
and it
okay.
Hurt. I'm telling you, I abused the fellow all night long, and it really hurt, you know. So I was very unhappy about that. I wish they'd done it when I was born, you know.
Mm. Oh, yes, I understand.
Well, how come you weren't circumcised when you were born?
Because my mother and my father were stupid at the time. They should have been circumcised when I was a kid, like I
told you
child.
He'd be a good one.
But I was circumcised at the age of four, and I'm telling you, I'll never forget the amount of pain I endured that particular day, you know, because it was very, very, not only painful, it was bloody embarrassing actually for me, you know.
You know, I really appreciate your sincerity, Imtiaz.
That's very nice.
I liked you through Facebook, but I'm really impressed with your sincerity right here on the air, and you know, a lot of men, of course, they might feel the same thing that you're expressing, but they're afraid to acknowledge it, because it might hurt them again, you know, psychologically. But I do understand that, how you don't want to say that, you know, somebody did something bad to you, especially your parents, and you don't want to say that maybe, you know, your penis is kind of mutilated, and not by yourself. I mean, like, I'm all into all kinds of body modification, but I think you should be over 18 to do that. I don't know. And I also really do think that the foreskin protects the penis. That sensitive, super sensitive part of the penis is like a woman's clit. Very sensitive. And that when it's covered up by the foreskin, it maintains that sensitivity, as opposed to when you remove the foreskin and it's rubbing up against your underwear all the time. And then I would think, logically, you know, just it's gonna get a little less sensitive.
The important thing, and it's all right, it doesn't matter. Our parents make mistakes. We all make mistakes. The world is
exactly.
Full of mistakes. It's full of failures. It's full of successes.
But let us learn from our parents' mistakes. Let
That's
us
right.
have a revolution.
Yeah.
Let us have an evolution and a revolution that takes us forward in life. I mean, yeah, the pendulum swings back and forth, and we're doomed to repeat all these different mistakes of history, but it is kind of nice to make a little progress, and I'm hoping that we'll get beyond this idea that circumcision is necessary for all these baby boys, whether in terms of being blessed by God or in terms of being hygienic, because you can certainly be hygienic with a foreskin. I mean, Max does not have smegma, okay?
Thank you, darling. That's a good endorsement.
And and also, I don't know, I mean, I'm not a big believer in God, but I mean, I think I'm kind of an agnostic, and I kind of believe that maybe there is one or two or 12 or, you know. And so I would think that they would be okay with you keeping yourself whole.
And what I would think
they,
on,
see,
my anniversary, whether we're Muslims, Buddhist, is that we overthrow the governments that rule our lives.
Especially ruling our lives when we're babies.
When we're babies. Know? And as we're older, and that we change the world when we change ourselves.
And you know, they talk about so many different forms of child abuse that really are no big deal, you know, compared to this. In my view, this is like something you can't put back. I mean, yeah, they have those renewal things, but they're not that great. Anyway.
May I just say one thing, please, if it's possible?
Yeah,
One or two. You're Muslim. I don't know how much I want to let you talk. I don't want you to influence the Western democracy.
You're a very lucky person. Dr. Block is a wonderful lady.
She's wonderful.
One of the most brilliant women I've ever come across.
Yeah.
I hardly know her, but she writes well. She's got a wonderful sense of humor, and she's very, very perceptive. So you're a very lucky man. You've got a wonderful wife, and I'm very happy.
Are you after my wife or something?
On the telephone today.
You tell him, MTS.
You're great.
Tell him
you're
what
great.
He's got. Yeah.
You're
that's
wonderful.
Right. I hired MTS earlier.
Yeah, he's great. You hired him, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did.
No, listen, we need to, no matter whether we're circumcised or clitorized or other-sized, we need to live together. We need to have a peaceful world. We need to trade with each other. We need some commerce. You know, we need...
By the way, I had my bar mitzvah at the wall. They gave me 5 fountain pens that day, you know?
What was that?
I said I had my bar mitzvah at the wall.
You had your bar mitzvah.
Fountain pens, you know?
Oh, wow.
You had a bar mitzvah? No, I didn't
know. I'm just joking. I'm
not doing it. Because, you know, I mean, we both have circumcision. I was just wondering if maybe there was a form of bar mitzvah.
Claremont, where almost all my classmates were all Jewish from Beverly Hills.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm Jewish by osmosis.
Wow. Well, no wonder you're so open-minded.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should send you to be the peace broker out there in the Middle East.
Well, I can speak a little bit of Yiddish also, by the way, just so you know.
Okay, mazel tov. Actually, that's Hebrew.
No, I've been around Jews since I came to the States 40 years ago, so I'm very familiar with the Jewish culture, you know. To me, they're not, I mean, some of my best friends actually are Jewish. That doesn't bother me, and I'm more importantly than that, you know, I'm a very open-minded person.
Some of my best friends are black,
you know. Right. That's not important to me anyway, but my primary objective was to say hello to you and say hi to your husband and congratulate you on such a awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, salam.
And most importantly, tell your husband how wonderful.
Salam and salami.
Wonderful wife.
Oh, thank you.
She's great.
Yes,
I love
her. I appreciate it.
18 years, 24 hours a day. Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Kosher sex.
And we have guests here in the audience.
We do.
For 43 years, yum,
all
yum.
All right, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. For 43 years. Yeah. Wow. You got to beat them, okay?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm getting some bypasses and, you know, Dr. John is here, so... You know,
right, maybe he can perform a little surgery.
Well, he, you know, made it to this anniversary for us.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm grateful.
By the way, Susan, I must tell you that in all my life, you're the most brilliant woman I've ever come across in my life. That's the truth.
MTR.
That's a compliment.
Wow. Oh,
that's so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm blushing.
You're very welcome, but I mean that. I mean, there's no one more brilliant than you that I've ever met in my life.
Well, I think you're pretty brilliant for saying all of this, because now I'm just ready to do anything for you. So. You must be pretty brilliant, MTS, really. I just really appreciate your open-mindedness, and, you know, it's always good to have new Muslim friends. So, something old, something new. And MTS
well,
is our new friend.
I don't want to take any more of your time.
No, thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking to both of you, and again, my very best. And I'm really glad I got a chance to hear your voice for the first time.
Well,
isn't
thank you
wonderful?
For calling in on our anniversary show. It's very auspicious.
Yeah.
We're going to get back to
our thanks
ourselves
so much.
Now.
Thanks. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Wow,
yes.
He was great.
Yes, he was, wasn't
isn't
he?
Isn't that wonderful?
It's just
touching. Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. Touching.
Yeah.
I mean, just... You know, marriage is, I'm trying to keep tying in the theme
you know,
here.
There's the...
marriage of male and female, marriage of Islam and Jew, marriage of different points of view. Yeah. It's what makes the world go round.
And I think as I watch the young kids here with their telephones that are spreading the news, and the news
right.
is...
Tweet that stuff.
Yeah, it's, it is all over, folks. It's all crumbling... before your eyes and in your mind. Mm. The revolution is on. It's an evolution so powerful. I mean, I'm sitting here with, in the 50s, what they used to call Orientals.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
they were the yeah.
That's
they
a
were,
derogatory term now, isn't it?
Now it is.
Mm-hmm. That yeah. is, right.
And at that time, in the 50s.
The King of Siam.
When I was a kid, we were waiting for the yellow threat in California.
Mm.
We built bunkers. We did everything. And what they didn't tell us was that everyone was coming in at LAX. And everything was fine. Enemies, we created enemies.
For the military-industrial complex.
For the military-industrial complex just to build weapons.
Right, right. That's why they create enemies, so that they can build weapons and make money. And there's nothing wrong with making money.
When in fact,
we're
fucking loving partners in the world and in the universe. John, would you like to sneak in here, talk about this?
Do you have something to say, John? You're putting on your headphones. And you've snuck up to a microphone.
The microphone's over there, John. Hold on.
Hi.
And you have actually married a very lovely Asian woman.
I have. I married a very beautiful Japanese girl. We advertised for each other.
Yeah.
And we found each other.
Found each other through the internet.
Yep. And the end of April, it'll be 9 years.
Amazing.
Wow.
Right.
And
that's
I'm
great.
77 and she's 43.
Wow. Mm.
So you see.
You dirty little pervert. But I want to introduce John. John was Susan's first producer.
Right. Of this radio
on
show.
On the radio show.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. We called it Date Night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you see there's a movie out now called Date Night?
We should sue them.
We should. They stole our title.
Definitely. Definitely. We were the original Date Night.
Yeah. I want to know if you have any commentary on my question, which is this. Do you agree, which is what I feel, there are men whose job it is to, you know, make babies. They have a very strong...
Whose job?
Well, yeah.
Whose calling?
Yeah. But they have a very strong desire to go ahead and do that. Mm. And that some of our leading political and entertainment people, they cannot start their day without a good cum job, right?
Mm. A what?
Without making a baby.
Well, no. They just have to do it. Like Clinton. Mm. And, of course, like our favorite, you know, the golfer.
The golfer.
Woods.
Oh, right, Woods. Right.
Yeah. So what's your comment on that? If he's not getting it at home, so he goes somewhere else to find it. Is that such a sin?
Well, the nun is not here right now. I think she went to the bar. So I don't know if I'm the one that decides if it's a sin. The nun is at the bar, exactly. A nun walked into a bar. Sounds like the beginning of a joke. John, you know I don't think it's a sin. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm all for consensual sex of all different sorts. So, of course, I don't think it's a sin. And I think our nun is now going to weigh in on this. Is Tiger Woods a sinner?
Of course.
See, there you go. So she says he's a sinner because she's a nun. And I, being the ethical hedonist, I say it's not a sin. But on the other hand, I can appreciate that she says it is a sin because that also makes it sexier. Because it makes it naughty and wrong and nasty and intriguing. So there's a dance that goes on here with the whole sinner or not a sinner, and it's the social dance of society shaking their finger and people just being their natural sexual selves.
Mm. Mm.
So I am here in my corner supporting the natural sexual self, as long as it's consensual. I do support the natural sexual self. But on the other hand, I can appreciate some of these rules and regulations provided by our nuns, especially when they dress in rubber. and the fact that the transgressing them is so much fun. I mean, how are you going to have a revolution if there's nothing to overthrow? You know?
Is that right?
So,
Revolute.
So, I mean, to me, this is part of the comedy of sex. It's not as bad as war. It's not as bad as killing. If society wants to go, Tiger Woods, you're a bad boy, you know, that's fun. All right, go for it. And you know what? I think he is a bad boy, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because he's a hypocrite.
Why?
Because he presented himself as a family man that didn't do that sort of thing.
No. He's a hypocrite because he wanted to make money off of that.
Well, yeah. So don't
That's
say
all.
No. You're agreeing with me.
I'm agreeing. Okay. He just wanted to make millions
yeah,
and millions and millions of dollars.
But he made millions off of duping people into thinking he was a certain kind of man, you know, an honest, faithful man.
Yeah,
and he was not that. He was not that.
No, I don't care who he fucks.
I don't care who he fucks either. I mean, you know, that's great. I mean, that's why, I mean, the whole thing with Jesse James, he's already kind of a guy that you would expect to do something like that. So who cares, really? I mean, we all care about Sandra Bullock, and we all kind of wonder, well, didn't you know that he would do this?
Here's the thing. Why didn't they hire me, which I am really a family man.
That's right.
That doesn't fuck anyone else, doesn't care to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they pay him.
Tell
I'm
it.
Also a golfer. I can right. put my balls in a hole, no problem.
It's better when you put the club in the hole, honey.
Well, you know, I've as you know, Susie, when I was married into the Redgrave clan for 32 years,
yes,
I know what it is to be looking in on the celebrity factor.
Yes.
There are hundreds of people making a great deal of money off you. You know, managers.
Yes.
Accountants, lawyers, particularly lawyers, sponsors, they're all telling you how to behave, what the public persona is. And it's got nothing to do with the private desire of that person. You know, so
I don't have a lot of sympathy for that. You know, I mean, if you want to make millions off of people, that's great. If you want to lie to people, you better be a good liar and not, you know, be sexting to your mistresses. And if you are, then it's all bets are off, and we get to say what we want. We get to get in your pants.
Yeah.
We want to see your dick. I'm waiting for the movie, and you know, I want to see it. And I don't think he has a right to privacy when he makes all this money off of us.
No,
not
see, I disagree with you. I maintain a blog called John Clark Pro Se. .com, and I made a comment about Tiger Woods. My comment was this. Was it George, what's his name, who said... The 100-year-old...
I call him what's his leg.
I'm talking about his press conference, you know, last month.
Oh, Tiger's press conference.
Tiger's press conference. And sincerity is everything. It is everything, and if you can fake it, you have it made.
He's not very good at faking sincerity.
Well, it goes on today.
And listen, I really, one thing I am really against is this new concept that anyone that has sex that isn't according to the straight and narrow is a sex addict. And him saying, I am a sex addict.
I'm a sex addict.
I have
Therefore.
A disease. I have a disease.
Because I just want to boink a bunch of women that I'm not married to. And I don't want to tell anybody about it, except in a way I think he did want everyone to know. That's why. He's not stupid.
Well, let me ask you this. Supposing a guy is married to a woman who is not giving him any sex at all, who says, look, I really don't care about it very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, does this guy have an obligation to deny sex?
No.
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 Well, what's he free to do then?
Call me.
Yeah, but he's not...
Call me, baby. I'm going to help you out. That's right. That's 213-670-0066.
But, John,
I'm here to help.
John.
And by the way, I am here to give free sex therapy, and I know they can afford it, but I'm going to give it to them free anyway because it's good promotion. To Tiger and Aileen. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, it's Aileen.
Okay, I want to give them free sex therapy. I think I can help them out. I'm not sure what is going on with them. I don't know whether she's denied him. Maybe she has.
But
maybe not, you know?
I think that when a woman conceives,
yeah.
She has fulfilled her function sexually, and I think she goes off the idea of sex.
That's why I'm still horny, huh?
But the guy.
I kind of think you might be a little bit right about that. Although there are many, many exceptions, and I know a lot of hot, horny moms, up the yin yang. But I do think that one of the secrets of the success of our marriage is that we are child free. Mm-hmm. Except men. And ain't women.
Right.
No, because I mean, it does change a woman. And I mean, I don't think it changes everyone in the same way. But, you know, I think there's a certain kind of standard where women get into their kids and they just let the husband play golf.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't always just want to play golf. Ladies,
but
listen to this.
Also, I think there's a lesson to learn here, and that is that you mentioned privacy. Privacy is a new concept because mostly we all lived in villages, and we knew what
concept.
The fuck was going on. We knew who you were fucking, whose child you were bearing, and all of that stuff. And people were talking about it across the windows and in the alleys of every little village.
Yes, privacy
and
is a
then,
Victorian concept.
Right,
and
it's a
John,
now
you're a little bit Victorian.
Suddenly,
wanting all this privacy.
Privacy.
I mean, look.
What fucking privacy
Tiger Woods,
you want?
What? This he started a
this is the age of the internet. I know everybody you fuck.
Between us, between people.
I know every one of your
and
kids.
And that's what he should do because he's a celebrity. And celebrities should, you know, get a conversation going. And that's what he's doing.
Well, I watched him in the Open today. You know, he's the finals tomorrow.
Oh, how did he do?
Oh, tremendously well.
All right.
And I want to tell you, about 6 billion people all over the world have forgiven him.
Absolutely. That's America, and that's the world.
And that's hypocrisy.
I know. Yeah. We're all hypocrites.
No,
we
that's
are.
Actually France when you forgive
I don't know if
your
that's
president
hypocrisy.
For fucking.
But I'm going to... I have a call. He wants to talk about hand fetish. Hand fetish? Who cares?
Hand fetish, yes.
What did you want to say about Tiger, Asia?
Tiger? All I have to say is if you're going to do something like that, just admit it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It.
I agree with you. Yeah. Admit it.
And let me go a little step further here, okay? Let me, please, okay? Here's the situation. We live in a commercial world, okay?
Yeah.
This fucking guy is living off of family man.
Exactly.
But he is the ideal, which is the enemy of our reality. And our reality is controlled by the V of our crotch.
Yes.
Okay?
I knew I was doing something that related to the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Showing off the V of my
crotch. So we are teaching religious values by saying, I am a family man,
right.
And I have all these kids, but I'm also fucking on the side. So this guy is an enemy of my state.
Because he makes other people feel bad because right. they have a hard time living up to those ideals.
And doing the same thing that he's doing in secret. I'm getting billions.
They're better at hiding it, though.
Well, let me say, I made a comment on my blog about Gloria Allred. You know, she's representing one of the girls.
Yes.
Oh.
And she's saying that she should sue.
Gloria's a slut. She's a legal
exactly.
slut.
Well, we've had Gloria on this
she's
show.
She's a hooker.
Okay.
And I like Gloria. You know, she's a hooker.
She's out there hooking.
She's a pimp.
She's a pimp.
She gets her clients, and they're usually these women that have some sex thing going on that they're going to, you know, kind of say, I've been wrong.
I've been wrong.
And I'm going to make money on it. And I'm going to make money on it. God
Isn't
damn it.
Isn't that almost everybody?
Well, the comment,
yeah.
that
gets into
the comment I made.
Well, Sister Rubber.
What
I like
I'm
that.
Saying.
Sister
it's
Rubber.
True.
Listen, the comment.
Sister Rubber.
The comment that I made about Tiger
Pray to
Woods.
Jesus now. Pray to Jesus. You know what? We're talking about marriage tonight, Sister Rubber.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And this is your husband. This is who you're married to. This is your husband, Sister Rubber. Now,
look at him.
Make love to your husband, Sister Rubber. Take him within you. That's what you've got to do, Sister Rubber. You've got to take. You want to use a condom?
Yes, Mother Susan.
Because Jesus, he's been around. He's got a lot of wives. He's got all those nuns and we've got a condom. We've got a condom for Jesus. All right.
Listen,
right,
before
Sister
we
Rubber.
Let before we let Tiger Woods go completely,
I'm not going to let him go ever.
No. But I made the comment that look at all these women, knowing he's a sex addict, who've paraded their wares in front of this guy and said, look at me, looky, touchy, come and feel. And now we're all blaming him.
No,
we should sue these girls.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him for having sex with women, with hot women. What are you, nuts?
Well, everybody else does.
No, I just blame him for being a hypocrite. And I don't really even blame him that much. It's just
I don't think he's a hypocrite.
John,
I think the public is a
hypocrite. John, you're a European, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He would be a hypocrite. He would be not a hypocrite.
Susie.
If he said, listen, I have these desires.
Susie, who fucking cares? Sarkozy, his wife, everybody's having affairs.
I'm a sex addict.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
You know, that's an American thing. Everybody's going, oh, he's putting his penis in this thing. And, you know, fuck that.
He should say, you know what? I'm going to talk to my wife about having an open relationship of some sort.
Well, I just hate the holier-than-thou attitude of the National Enquirer and Page Six.
Well, yeah, I don't like their attitude exactly. But, I mean, they're very
hypocrisy.
Judgmental. They're, yeah. Yes, I agree with you that they are saying that somehow he is bad for simply having extramarital sex.
Yep.
And I just say I'm just saying he's not bad, but
he's
hypocritical enough. He sets himself up as a paragon of virtue.
So in essence,
and therefore he is ripe for having his pants pulled down
and being spanked
in front of all the people that pay for Nikes and pay for whatever else he.
Well, there's a danger that he will popularize the concept, and then everybody will be doing it.
That's going to happen, baby, and that is also okay.
John,
and
they're
that's
actually
part of it.
Doing
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
You've been
it's
doing that for years, John.
And you know what? If he does well in this opening, if he does what do they call it? An open? Is that for the hole? The hole is open now? And
yeah.
For your clubs and your balls? Right. If
John,
he does well,
John, aren't you a little bit of a Tiger Woods yourself?
No.
Oh, John.
No, I kept it confined to a very small group.
And then
yeah, well, you're not a billionaire.
And then everybody found out, right? Oh, look at Jesus here.
Jesus is in Rubber Necro. Yes, Sister Rubber. Take the Lord within you.
Oh, my goodness.
I would like Asia to be part of this stuff.
Oh, Asia. Yeah.
Come over there.
Asia has also grown up with some sort of appreciation for Jesus.
Oh, look at this.
That's so beautiful. Yes. Oh, yes. Wow. Look at this. Oh, yes. Jesus is in her now. Yes. The Jesus Jackhammer dildo is brought to us by Divine Interventions. And we have a lovely nun and... A lovely Asia.
Get thee to a nunnery.
Absolutely. I'm going to get to a nunnery. I mean, this is what they got, you know. And nuns are really hot. That's the thing, is when you make something naughty, it becomes hot very often. So that's what we grapple with, we humans, constantly grapple. And Rubber Necro is grappling with Asia right now. And it's good.
Whoa. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
You know, Jesus is well hung. There's no doubt about it. we have an appreciation for Jesus. You've suddenly stopped talking about Tiger now that we've...
Well, you know,
Jesus is sort of upstage Tiger in a way. Yeah.
I was watching one of these holy rollers on a religious program the other day on
this
television.
This is the kind of nun I want to bless my marriage.
Well, he talked about Jesus Christ's underwear, that Jesus Christ wore fashionable underwear.
You know, I almost wore this pair of panties that says, Jesus loves my ass. I did. I have a pair of panties that says that, but they were kind of funky. But they're white, and they had Jesus loves my ass.
Well,
in a perfect
moment.
Jesus wore underwear when?
When he died, apparently.
Oh, you mean the loincloth?
Yep, the loincloth was seamless, and all the Roman soldiers fought over being able to get it. So that they could sell it on eBayus. On eBayus, was it?
eBayus, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the shroud of.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, let me just say on my 18th anniversary, on my 66th year, I see these kinds of things crumbling before us. The Pope is being held accountable now.
Yeah.
Mahoney is being taken out. These are criminals at the highest levels of society.
Yep.
Criminals. These are criminals that should be put in jail. These
hypocrites.
Are, these
Talk
are
about
hypocrites.
Hypocrites.
These are people that are telling fairy tales. Okay? These are people that should be prosecuted, persecuted. These are people that have ruined millions of lives over centuries.
Well, I'm afraid there's so much going on in society today. You know the concept of the can of worms? Mm. I think when it began, which was, 20 years ago, I think the Pope, the bishops, cardinals talked about a can of worms. If we allow one of these situations to get out, we will be, we might lose the whole Christianity concept.
Well, in Holland and in many other countries now, all the churches and nightclubs.
This is great, having this conversation about the downfall of the church while these two hot women are sucking on a Jesus penis.
Well, because that
is... It's like, wow!
That is the essence.
That is the essence.
That's the essence of it. And, when
sexual
we
talk, revelation.
When we talked about Asians sisters. And Orientals,
yes,
excuse me, but when we talked about those kinds of things, we also had another enemy for many, many centuries and years. Women were our enemy. Women were our enemy.
Yes, and you know why? Because of this. Because we upstage you.
That's correct. And because you got great tits and great legs.
Right.
And a pussy.
And talented tongue.
And me, I got no, I mean, I may have a barrel, a six pack. Anybody have a six pack here?
I got some agua. hey, you know what? I want to talk to, before we're done with the show, we have Marilyn Monroe out there.
Let's get her
and
here.
We have an empty seat. You can stay in the nun's lap here.
Yeah, you stay there.
And we're going to have Marilyn come up and talk to us.
A drink.
Same here.
John, you didn't know that you would get surrounded by so much feminine pulchritude.
I know. I can't resist it. I don't know.
Aren't they beautiful? Look at that.
Yeah.
Huh? The
where
world is a changing.
Where is Marilyn? Is she there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa? All right, you're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web.
She's not out there.
Yeah, she's out there somewhere.
She's out there somewhere. Okay.
Sweetie.
You're listening to Radio Suzy 1, and it's our 18th wedding anniversary.
Here she comes.
So, do you want to get married, you guys?
Here's Marilyn.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm taking
Rubber Necro's going to get married. Are you going to get married soon? Yeah.
Over there.
Oh, no.
No, not soon.
No.
Okay,
here
we go.
No, there.
What is this?
There,
oh,
there.
We have a caller on the line.
Susie, here we go. Over there.
Hey, Marilyn, sit
right
down
there.
Here. Is what is your real name?
Karina. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Look at the beauty in the world.
Come over here. Sit down here. You know that nun? Okay, come on. Come here so you can talk on the microphone.
And Hello. The nun, come over here, nun.
And do you know that nun?
I do know that nun.
Here, come on over here.
Wow, she's none the worse.
What's going on here?
Here she goes. Yeah, you're talking into the Mexican microphone.
Well, that's good, because that's my nationality.
There you go. Viva la raza.
Viva la raza, and viva northern Mexico. All of this land, by the way, folks,
is northern Mexico.
Didn't fucking belong to you, okay?
Right.
All right. And as Arafat said, I have a secret weapon. It's called the Bambino.
Yeah. I thought that was your six-pack you were talking about.
No, that was earlier.
So how are you doing, Karina?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to our 18th wedding anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Well, I talked to you at the bondage launch at the other place, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of the new place?
It's wonderful. It's really lovely.
Yeah. You're really lovely, too.
Oh, yeah,
shucks.
You're lovely. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Shucks.
Yeah. How do you like our cage over there?
I like it a lot. Yeah. I think we need to put somebody in it.
Yeah? Yeah. Do you have somebody to put in it?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
You like our elevator? It's pretty fancy, huh?
I loved the elevator.
Yeah, the elevator's pretty cool.
Somebody needs to do a fetish porn in it.
I know, right?
Right. Well, you know, we could do that tonight or something. We have a nun, you know, and you. I don't know. Something.
Sounds nice. I like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ripe for some kind of adventure that's... yeah, it's very Blade Runner or something, you know, the elevator.
Mm.
So tell me about yourself.
Oh, well, my name's Karina Crash, and I'm a performer, and I'm a photographer, and a model.
Crash.
Mm-hmm.
And do you do that?
Into people's lives, usually.
Right, I can imagine.
Uh-huh.
I can imagine. But you're with the same guy you were with before, so it's not like you crashed and burned.
No, the burning part hasn't happened yet.
Good, good. All right. Well, so you're a performer, a fetish performer?
Uh-huh. I do BDSM scenes.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And
as a dominant.
As a dominant. Yes, you seem quite dominant. Right, right, right. And your guy that you're with, is he submissive?
That's Chris,
That's correct, and yes. Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris the submissive.
Yes.
So now, are you going to, like, dominate him a little tonight?
Well, I brought my bag.
Right, right.
So,
okay,
you know,
your bag.
It's
your
like
bag
a doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't go anywhere without it.
Do you think you should, like, tie him up to this thing or in this thing?
Absolutely,
this cage here before the show's over?
I think
so. You know, because the show is until midnight.
No,
so
we're gonna, let's close
the
little.
Well, we want to tie him up, you know, right? We're supposed to do a show until midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we got time. Yeah. We got guy. Who's that behind me going? Yeah, he's going like this. Yeah, yeah.
Thumbs
Andrew.
Up.
Andrew's thumbs up. Yeah.
Does you know Andrew want to get tied up?
Andrew, would you like to be tied up in there?
I mean, I could.
He could be by you. I think is the point. Here.
Hi.
Okay, but we should do that after the show.
Wait, we've got a caller on the line.
We've got several callers. Going
we've got several callers.
Lines
but,
lit up.
You know, if you want to tie him up while we're doing that, you can do that.
Mm. It's not a television show. It's a
so
radio show.
Mike is on the line, wants to say congrats. And
line.
Also, it's the same Mike. Mike. Okay. Line one. Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm having a fabulous wedding anniversary, my 18th, surrounded
you're
by beautiful
bit,
girls.
It's a little bit difficult to hear, Susan, but I just wanted to extend this opportunity to wish both you and Max a very, very happy anniversary.
Aw, well, thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could barely hear you. You sound like you're in a wind tunnel. Can you hear me okay?
I'm in a wind tunnel. yeah, I hear you just fine. I hear you great, actually. Yeah. So thank you for the well wishes, from a single, you're a single guy yourself, right?
Yeah. I think you know who this is.
I do, Mike. You've called before.
Of course. A long-time client. I just want to say this for anybody that's listening. If you haven't tried Sue, try her.
I swear it. Tonight it's like the callers, I almost arranged them, but I didn't. Did I arrange you, Mike?
Excuse me?
I didn't ask you to call, right?
You did not ask me to call.
All right. thank you for your
random
endorsement.
I called at random. I did not even know it was your anniversary.
Really?
No.
Oh. Well, what did you call
for? Never came up in conversation.
You just wanted to say hi, and you found out it was our anniversary.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So what are you going to be doing later?
Fucking.
is that
yeah.
Max?
That's the husband. You know,
that Max?
That's Max. Right.
Max, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
I haven't spoken to you in a long time. How you been?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good.
I got a few years left on the universe, and I'm going to take it all in and, you know, suck it all in.
I make sure he's doing great.
Yeah.
Well, do to her what I wish I would have done, but...
Oh.
My place.
Oh.
No problem. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. You've gotten a lot of advice like that tonight from my callers.
Yeah,
huh?
She's my princess. Beautiful.
And you're my prince.
So where are the two of you now? You're at...
Where am I?
Yeah.
I'm somewhere in space.
Somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere. I'm in downtown LA, like always.
I'm on the fourth floor of the produce market.
Yeah,
and I'm high enough to look at the angels.
We're with a lot of fruits right
and
now.
And we got a lot of fruits.
Funny how that happens. Oh.
Right. I know you're in downtown LA.
I'm surrounded by beautiful women and hot men. And my husband.
I don't know why that is. Well, what is it?
All right. So, Mike,
I
really appreciate your blessings and congratulations.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And your mazel, right?
Right.
That's right. Good mazel.
Good mazel.
Good mazel.
Shep Nachas.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Maybe you should translate that for the Goyim.
Oh, it's not necessary.
No, as long as we know what we're talking about.
Congratulazione.
A big hug and a mwah for you and a big handshake for Max.
A big handshake.
You thank
take
you.
Care.
All right.
I know you are. Love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love
take
you,
care.
Mike.
Bye.
Love you always. All right. And speaking of that, you know, your niece wrote on my Facebook. Did you know that?
The Lopkowitz girl.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Giovanella.
Yeah. Giovanella.
She congratulated us.
Giovanella.
She was our flower girl.
Yeah, she
right.
was.
Right. You can look
when
at her in the pictures.
Kid.
Right.
Yeah.
She's in there. We've got our wedding books, everything.
Yeah.
Where is Christina? Christina brought me something, and I told her to give it to me on the show. Christina.
Christina.
Get Christina. Mm.
And I want to end the show with...
we're not ending yet.
Yeah, we're going to end in a few minutes, but I need 7 minutes, Susie.
You're going to talk for seven straight
for seven
minutes?
7 minutes straight. I'm
wow.
Listen, Obama talks for 17
okay,
minutes.
Okay, well,
give me seven minutes.
Can
somebody help her
how
with
about
Mike?
If Karina ties up somebody while
can
you're
you
talking
with
for 7 minutes?
Mike?
Somebody's raising
right
their hand.
Right.
I love
okay,
that.
Okay, he wants to... Who? What's your name, sir? What?
Over here.
Andrew.
Okay.
How did you come through here? I mean, how did you... Do I know you?
Washington, D.C.
Right, D.C. Right. All right, one of our fine politicians, Andrew, is...
Fine politician from Washington, D.C.
Okay, Andrew, come right over here to be tied into the prison while Max talks for 7 minutes. Right.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
He's going to be tied up in the prison
I
here.
Want to tell a little history here.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Please. I might interrupt you a little bit, but...
Nah,
you know,
not too much.
You can, okay. Oh, I think we have something from Christina, but you start talking. Just
Look
start talking about our
wow.
history. She's giving us a thing. And she's wearing my bra. See, she bought something old, something new,
yeah.
something borrowed, something
so I brought
blue.
You and Max something.
Oh, right.
I brought Max a little gift, and this is for you.
Oh, okay.
It's
you
a little
Max a little gift. I get the big gift.
This is for you. It's a little interracial. So.
Ooh,
interracial. Interracial.
Jeff wants to talk about Rubberland. Rubberland around. Oh, rubber band around. Rubber band. I
hope Max likes his gift. I hope Max likes his gift.
Okay, should I let him open this first? How about me? What do I got here? Ooh. Oh, I get a little penis. Look at
wow.
that. That's pretty good.
Aww,
little dicky. Nothing like your big trailer park, darling.
I have a little thing that I put around my penis.
How can you get that around your huge, big,
it's all
giant meat
so
monster?
Perfect.
Oh, okay, it stretches.
It stretches.
This is really cute.
It's very nice. Thank you
yeah,
very
so
much.
Definitely congratulations. It's totally
thank
awesome
you.
That you guys have 18 years together.
I'm going to
thank
put that
you,
on my
Marina.
Nose.
Aww, come here. Give me a big hug. You're so beautiful. Mm. Looks great. Look at this hot bra.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa, she's hot, huh?
She is hot, yeah.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
I brought you something from Miyuki.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, now we're getting presents. We can't stop while we're getting... Start talking about your 7 minutes.
Give us the manifesto, Matt.
Oh, okay. Look at this.
No, I just...
Wow, look at this.
She
crystal.
Made it for you tonight.
Tonight, Miyuki, you're so talented. Look at this. Ooh, beautiful. What is it, purple? Yes? And this is like crystal? Mmm, that is gorgeous.
It's a healing crystal.
Oh, good. Then it'll
it
heal
you. Whatever ails you,
whatever.
It'll heal it.
Okay?
Whatever
you can go off your meds, honey.
Oh.
Just yeah, here's one. Here's one for Max.
Oh, this is for Max.
Oh, my goodness.
Here.
Again, that's a healing necklace.
A healing necklace.
Yeah. That's so cool.
All right.
Mm. Oh, nice. I'm going to put this on.
Thank you.
Because the white one matches my bridal chic here. Oh, look at that. Oh, you got a nice one.
I'm going to put mine on right now.
Yeah, you put yours on. And he loves pink. Didn't I tell you he's wearing a pink shirt?
The pink, is that the female in him?
I don't know. I think he just likes pink. Is that a female thing to like pink? I think it takes a real man to like pink. Right, Asia?
Okay.
Don't you think real men love pink?
Yeah, I love it when a real man loves pink and wears
right.
it.
Yeah.
I love pink right between the V of the crotch. I love the pink. And the purple and the purple and the gray and the
Yeah. You look good in that. That's nice.
That's nice,
it's
huh?
Very pretty.
So, just let me say this, and I need
say
to...
This.
And then I'll give you the floor. We've only got a
Thank
few minutes
John
left.
Thank you, John and Miyuki. Thank you, Christina. Yeah, we are tying this guy up. I appreciate that. Okay,
all
go
right,
ahead.
I'm going to die. After 18 years of being married to this woman...
Aww.
After being imprisoned.
Aww.
After being a fugitive. After being handcuffed. After being loved. After understanding what love is about. After two other marriages. I found a playmate. A friend. And I don't have many friends because the universe is opposite of what I am, because my death warrant has been signed, and because I've spent so many years with her, I feel at peace, and I get a peace every other night or so.
That helps to keep the peace.
Sex has been my work and my tradition. And the last 18 years of my life, I have spent it with... Spent it.
Yes.
I have spent it with one of the most extraordinary women that I've met in my life.
Aww.
And yet... Compared to some of the people that are here that have spent 43 years, I understand that I'm just a child in the universe. And I love you, Dr. Susie.
And I love you too, Prince Max.
And in a few minutes, we're going to end the show.
Declaring our love against the backdrop of whip smacking flesh, or actually it's hand smacking flesh.
And power to the perverts.
Power to the perverts. By the way, we have a hand fetishist that's on the line. We got a hand smacking flesh.
I'd like to talk to her though.
Yeah.
Oh, the
Mamma Mia. We have someone right here.
Yeah, okay.
And we are celebrating our 18th wedding anniversary, and that was beautiful, Max.
Right.
You are my love. You are my greatest.
We are the universe.
Relationship.
We are the stars. We travel through time, and they lie to us, and they tell us that you have whole lifetimes. No, no, no. You got no lifetime. You got 11 minutes, maybe. You got 11 days like a fly.
We got about 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now we have, let's see, who is this? Ruby.
Ruby.
Oh, no.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Ruby. How you doing?
I'm well.
Good. Well, nice to have you here at our 18th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You got nice eyes.
Are you married yourself?
I am not.
Would you like to be?
Eventually, I guess.
Eventually, yeah. You single? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. And what brought you here tonight, or who brought you here?
The lady over there who is...
Whipping the guy?
Whipping the guy,
oh,
yes.
Oh, Corina.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, Corina. All right, she's doing a pretty good job on him in his golf shirt, yeah.
I can't tell because his shirt is on.
Yeah, take the shirt off. Pull it up over his shoulders or something. Yeah. We do have a guy with a rubber band around his cock. Okay, you don't want to talk to him.
No.
He's on the phone.
We're closing down.
He's got a rubber band around his penis.
That's fine.
Okay.
What line is he on?
He's on line one. He's got a rubber band around his penis.
Oh, no.
I know. It's really, he's in a state of urgency.
Hello, are you there? Hello, caller.
Jeff,
are you there? Hello?
Hey, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
I can't get him on.
Agua. The drink of champions.
I can't get him on.
All right. Well, Jeff, we can't get you on. Max is in his anniversary mode.
Keeps going to
no caller on the line.
No, it keeps going to speakerphone.
Okay, well.
All right, bye.
All right, well, one day we'll get it together. And in the meantime, we're married 18 years and loving it. And here we are celebrating with a very,
all right,
very
caller,
red back.
I got you on. What are you?
Oh, now.
Hello?
We've got a red back and we've
hello?
Got a caller on the
hello?
Line. Hello, Jeff.
Jeff, are you there?
Jeff, hello.
Jeff.
This is your captain speaking.
All right, bye.
Okay. Anyway.
Whip him
wow,
good.
She's whipping him good. Now, how about the ass? I want to see the ass whipped. I mean, you know, you got the back going on there, but I'm into ass whooping myself.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
Oh.
Our scene's over. Fuck off.
Hi, Susie.
Okay, we're done with that. Okay. Oh, what did he say? What did you say? Tell me. No? Okay. Didn't work out. All right. Put your shirt on, and you got to learn how to behave with these mistresses. It's just like being married. You have to learn how to talk to your wife. You have to learn how to talk to women. I don't know what you said, but it was something.
Hey, John, you see what you started?
So many
years ago? What the fuck, man?
I mean, you're very fortunate being who you are and getting whipped by this beautiful lady, and you have to, I don't know, be very appreciative of that.
It's a privilege.
It's definitely a huge honor to be whipped by Corina on the show.
We have 7 minutes.
It is. So you got to get down on your knees and apologize to her before the evening is over. And I don't know if she's going to forgive you, but, you know, forgiveness is sacred. And it is a big part of marriage. But she's not married to you, so she can decide what to do. But, you know, that is a big part of marriage. That is forgiveness. Constant forgiveness. Orgasms, revolution, love. Sharing, having common enemies, being buddies, being playmates.
That's the thing that mostly every morning and every second, whether you're peeing or doing whatever you're doing, it's like to be little children.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Not to lose our innocence, not to lose the love that we have and the excitement to look in each other's eyes and go, wow, you're pretty fucking hot, baby.
That is what makes so many marriages go bad, is people grow up.
They grow up.
Who's this?
You mean?
Why do you keep giving me this
That's
same
right.
guy?
That's all right.
Okay.
Who is he?
He keeps calling back.
He keeps calling back. This guy with a rubber band around his car.
Yeah, but
here's the thing.
Hey, hello.
He's driving
hello.
Nuts. Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
You have a rubber band around your cock, right?
That's right.
Okay.
We have rubber necro.
How about that?
What are you doing with a rubber band around your cock? Say it in 2 minutes or pull out your credit card.
Is that like a cock ring?
I'm just wondering if it's safe to jack off with this for a long time.
With a rubber band? Oh, he's asking a health question.
Oh, a health question.
I see.
Yes.
And exactly where is the rubber band? At the base or around the head?
Around the balls or what?
Oh, no, it's around the penis and balls.
The penis and balls. Yeah, did you get it at Office Depot?
I mean, you can do it for a little while. How long are you doing it, honey?
Excuse me?
How long? I mean, I would say, you know, it depends on the guy, but, you know, you can keep it going for a while.
Probably like a couple hours straight.
Yeah.
A couple hours straight, yeah,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Have you done that before for a couple hours straight? Anyway, it seems right. as though that's probably okay. Not
just
too
many be careful
hours.
For gangrene and
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, just
after a while sure. you want to put the rubber bands around your ankle. Okay?
If it's red, it's okay. If it starts to turn blue, that's a
that's
problem.
That's a problem.
Or green is
green.
No good or
yellow. Purple.
Yellow.
Yeah, any
a bad
of that.
Color.
It's really,
yeah.
you know, okay?
Yeah. Okay?
But don't worry about it. Just put it around your balls and dick.
It's like a
just
cock
for a little
ring.
While.
It's a cock ring.
Okay?
It's okay.
Tell Susie real quick that I want to come for her.
You want to come? Okay, come
tell
on.
Tell Susie
come.
Real quick.
Yeah, Susie, he wants to come
they
real quick.
They third-person me like I'm the queen.
You got to be quick, though, because otherwise
on,
you need a
quick.
Credit card.
Come for me now.
Now, come on.
Yeah, and get that rubber band off your cock. You know, it's time. Okay, come for my wedding night. Come for my 18th wedding anniversary. Baptize me in your orgasm. Give it to me. Yeah, that's a good boy.
That's good, kid.
Yeah, Jeff. Come for me. Come for me, Jeff.
Celebrate.
Okay, everybody's going to applaud for you if you come. Tell us you're coming.
I'm going to come.
He's going to come.
Tell us.
I'm coming.
Yes,
coming.
Jeff. Yay, Jeff.
Feel it.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
For baptizing us in your screaming semen. And you
thank
take
you
care.
So much.
Pull that rubber band off now.
Yeah.
Okay. And
all right, another ejaculation.
Yeah, another ejaculation.
And immigration.
It's good. Get those babies
get
out
those
of your
get those sperm cells going and moving
into the air
through the universe.
Right.
From our house to your house.
Waste
from
them.
Our nations to your nations.
You got a population explosion.
Right.
You can waste those sperm. No problem.
It's billions.
Just waste them, baby.
We got 3 minutes.
Okay, so we're going to say thank you to all of our wonderful guests. And that includes Mr. John Clark and Miss Ruby, who's sitting right here, and Asia, who has just joined the happy clan at the speakeasy, and Sister Rubber Necro. Mm-hmm. I like a nun like that. I'm going to join the convent.
I'm like a dad, a nun.
And
nice Italian
Mistress
boy.
Mistress Corina. And Jade.
Jade, yeah.
Sister Jade, who's
smart
also
girls.
Joining the
you
clan,
heard of smartphones? These are smart girls.
Right, smart girls.
Yeah.
We are taking over, baby. And and I want to thank also everybody, of course, who's already part of the speakeasy. I don't know if I can remember you all, but let's see.
Juxley
and Mar and Brandilio. And Lisa, our producer, and Nori, and Terry, Eric, yes, Eric, thank you, Eric, for joining us tonight, I appreciate it. And Asia, I thanked Asia already, I thanked her like way at the beginning. Thank her again, okay, thank you, Asia, and again, thank you, Asia, and Haley. Thank you, Haley. And thank you, everybody else who's here tonight. You know, I'll thank you more
one
as
minute.
I move around the room. We're going to have some anniversary cake. I like how the peach fell into my eyes. You know, like I'm wearing sunglasses with a peach.
It's very Hollywood.
You're the peach of my eye. Instead of being the apple of my eye, you're the peach of my eye. I have a piece of peach. You'll have to see the cake. It's great, though. And thank you, my darling listener. We had some good callers tonight.
Oh, great.
Some bad ones, but really mostly good ones. And I want to thank you callers. I want to thank you listeners. Whether you're in a mansion on a hill or a cardboard box, whether you're married or single, whether you're jerking it off or boinking it in the bed.
We're never going to get a television show like that.
I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles, okay? And make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is your spouse. Yes, make love to your spouse tonight, okay? Try it. It's not bad. You can do it. Even if you have to masturbate a little, you know, do it with your spouse, okay? I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.